Get ready to head back in time. We're about to take a trip to Christian music's past for the next 2 hours, and it's brought to you by the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Well, I'm Shawn Michaels, and coming up this week, Peter Furler tells us the secret to writing a hit song, and Scott Crepane recalls what it was like to win the songwriting competition on American Idol. Plus, we'll get Inside a Classic with Rebecca St. James. And, of course, I've got your classic request by phone or text, the number 2623-REWIND. Kicking things off this week, we're adding another candle to the cake for birthday boy John Schlitt, who turns 65 on Tuesday. The music finally got so loud, he can retire, I guess. Well, from 1995, here's John with Petra and No Doubt on Christian Music Rewind.
There are times when you feel like you can't go on. There are times when you feel like giving in. And there are times when you feel like you can't try anymore. There are times of trouble in believing. This test of your faith will last as long as it takes to pass. Do you have no more doubt you'll endure, and your faith will emerge true and pure? There's a time to take a reckless leap of faith. There's a time to be cautious and wait. And there's a way of learning from the past that this time of trouble won't last. And sometimes sing.
Music Rewind.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Now here he is, the star of the show, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Woo!
What has been now is gone, but right now is with us, and we must carry on. And when regret closes in, I don't see what might have been. I see grace.
Another classic request from 262-3-Rewind.
Hey, this is Matt Olson from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Let's get something going for the millennials here. Let's hear some DC talk. What if I stumble? Thank you.
This one for the Lord, or do I simply serenade for things I must afford? You can jumble them together, my conflict still remains. Holiness is calling in the midst of courting fame.
'Cause I see the trust in their eyes,
though the sky is falling,
they need your love in their lives.
Compromise is calling.
Stumble. What if I fall? What if I lose my step and I make fools of us all? Will the love continue when my walk becomes a crawl? What if I stumble? And what if I
will leave a deadly scar.
Do they see the fear in my eyes?
Are they so revealing?
This time I cannot disguise
all the doubt I'm feeling.
What if I stumble? What if I fall? What if I lose my step and I make fools of us all? Will the love continue when my walk becomes a crawl? Stumble.
Christian Music Rewind, where the classics live on. Newsboy founding member Peter Furler has written hundreds of songs during his career, and dozens of those have become hits. So what's the secret to Peter's hit writing skills?
I think music, like a story, it has to affect you first. And the most powerful ones are ones that have actually happened, you know, it has to tell itself. And I think, you know, sometimes it can be a word in season and just at the right time where you, you write a song and then you put it away for 3 or 4 years. And then you go back and thankfully I've been collecting demos for years. You know, I usually document lots of stuff, so it's not just a matter of sitting down and, hey, I'm going to write a hit song today. There's lots of songs that you feel are hits that don't become hits per se, but yet, you know, they'll minister to people or really bless them and change them, and they might not be a necessarily a big song that gets played on the radio all the time.
One unexpected song that Peter wrote landed on the Newsboys' 2002 album Thrive after it was rejected by several different artists. Turns out it was the start of a successful worship series of hits for Newsboys. Here's It Is You on Christian Music Rewind.
As we lift up our hands, will you meet us here? As we call on your name, will you meet us here? We have come to this place to worship you.
classic hits keep coming just as fast as we can dust them off.
I feel the need for speed.
Christian Music Rewind.
Just another early morning as the sun began to rise. Like a million other mornings just the same. The people of the town began their ordinary lives, unsuspecting of a world about to change. This was not just any other day. No, no, no. But little did they know that on the other side of town, the sin of all humanity would bleed beneath the crown of a man whose only blame was being born a king. And I wish that I could have felt that weight on me. I wish that I could have felt that weight. I would have looked into your dying eyes instead of you in disbelief and thought, it's just what you've been telling me. Nothing different at all. As dusk would cast a shadow, the night began to fall. But no one stopped to notice that before this day would end, the sick and the afflicted needn't ever hurt again. Not just any other day. No, 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 no. And as a small crowd gathered just beneath the dying sun, the fulfillment of a promise had been done. Not just any other day.
Christian Music Rewind and a 1998 hit from Christian mega producer and singer John Elefante. That's Not Just Any Other Day. And I'm Shawn Michaels with this week's Mystery Sound Quiz. Listen up close and see if you can identify this classic video game. That's this week's Mystery Sound Quiz, and I'll have the answer to that classic video game clip later on. Coming up next, we're heading to another time, another place, with one of the biggest Christian duets in history, with Sandy Patty and Wayne Watson. Christian Music Rewind is brought to you by NewReleaseToday.com, the largest Christian music site online.